back on Afternoon Drive in case you missed it. Coming up in about 60 minutes time. We've had a long day here, but all the names, I don't want to say all the names because I'm sure I'm going to forget at least one, but the names to talk about today are Dan Pitcher, the Bengals OC, who has never called plays and happens to have Joe Burrow as his quarterback. That makes it easier. So that is probably more what I struggle with than the he didn't call plays thing. You know, like the two things I struggle with Dan Pitcher are, he's just a friend Andrew Berry had 10 years ago in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say just a friend. That's where they started to know each other from. And it's really easy to look like a smart candidate when Joe Burrow's your damn quarterback.
Yeah, he's made a lot of people look really good, including Brian Callahan. Like, he's made a lot of, and when you sound it out, not only you sounding it out, but when Ross sounded it out as well, I think a lot of the listeners had that moment of like, oh yeah. Yeah, they are putting a lot into this guy who didn't even call plays, has Joe Burrow, has the best wide receiving duo in the entire NFL, and in the midst of all this, they're going through the worst stretch the Bengals have had with Joe Burrow. It's not even like some wildly successful
yeah.
stretch.
Yeah.
This is the worst stretch they've had, and so it's a peculiar read on it. What's interesting, though, is that everyone in Cincinnati, and again, talking to my buddy that covers the Bengals, he's like, he's going to be a head coach one day. Like, this is the guy. This is the person they all rave about. They think he's awesome. They think he's above the Browns, and I just don't see it.
Yeah.
But we don't know him. Maybe he is awesome.
When I hear that, I actually hear a little bit of brown, I guess it would be black and orange colored glasses on that
one. Well, it kind of sounds like to me, Bengals fans, Bengals media, they all live with the assumption, I don't know why, that Dan Pitcher, if Zach Taylor got fired, Pitcher would get the bump up and he'd be the head coach. Like, this is what they want to see happen.
Yeah, I don't love any of this. And again, that doesn't mean he's not a good candidate. It's just, I don't know how you overcome Joe Burrow's your head coach. Like, oh, yeah, you can prove you can talk in a meeting, but how do you, like, what's the plan that you're pitching yourself on other than, you see what Joe Burrow did? Eh? You like that?
I mean, like, everything you could draw up just kind of ceases to impress me because yes. Joe Burrow was the one doing it. And
well,
it's not,
same thing with,
well, it's not their fault, but it's their reality.
One of the things that people point out to is that Dan got his start in Indianapolis on the scouting side. And he was a scout mm-hmm. for 4 years
yeah.
before becoming either the assistant wide receivers coach or wide receivers coach for the Bengals. And then he slowly transitioned to the OC thing and so on and so forth. Yeah, I think that's a valuable thing to have. I don't need to have my head coach be a scout. Meaning, like, have scouting experience. Just because you have a scouting experience doesn't mean you're a good scout.
I think more what this signals, though,
also, is... Also, I have a GM for that.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. This gives Andrew Berry somebody that Andrew Berry instantly can trust, which is important because Andrew Berry has got to be convinced that he's getting ready to be bus tossed, so you want as many buddies as you possibly can have. So there's no surprise Andrew Berry likes this guy if they have this 10-year friendship that goes all the way back to Indianapolis. But on top of it, you probably get to keep Jim Schwartz because, again, you get to control this guy. This guy isn't somebody that will be calling shots. This isn't somebody that all of a sudden gets to, you know, wheel his power around. He's got no power. He's an offensive coordinator that doesn't call plays under Joe Burrow. You have no power entering this scenario. So from an Andrew Berry selfish hire, I could see why he'd buy into it.
Yeah, I mean,
all about the job protection side of things.
Which
is half the game.
I'm glad that the names that have come out so far, it makes it seem like the Browns aren't just going off a tweet from 3 weeks ago from Adam Schefter with all the usual names. And I totally butchered the landing on talking about Ken's list the other day, but there wasn't a name on Ken's list when he did it yesterday, the six names he put out there that I was like, oh, this is a wide-ranging search. Those are six names that everyone's going to want to talk to.
Yeah.
I don't consider that to be comprehensive. And by the way, Ken's allowed to have whatever his name is. I'm not criticizing his list. But like, you brought up the Titans earlier. Like, it's Matt Nagy, it's Lou Anarumo, it's all the guys you would expect them to talk to, and none mm-hmm. of them are good names. And when I say good names, what I mean is, all right, if you're going to do a retread, what did that coach do? What's Matt Nagy? Oof. I mean, that is just the oofiest of oof. I mean, at least with McCarthy, I get it.
Yeah, right? McCarthy, three straight 12-win seasons. I don't think he's taking you to the Super Bowl, but I think he can at least stabilize you, and he'll get you 9-10 wins.
And, guys, he did the thing that nobody had done previously in Dallas. Sorry, not nobody, but that Jason Garrett didn't. Jason Garrett had three playoff appearances and three winning seasons in 9 years. Mike had 3-5 and a playoff win to boot.
Yeah.
So, like, do I think he's a great coach? No. Do I think he's a bad coach? Absolutely not. You can do a lot worse.
You can do a lot worse. I'm stuck on the pitcher thing because, well, first off, he kind of looks like Kevin Stefanski. I don't know how many photos of Dan Pitcher you've seen, but he kind of has like the same vibe, the same, he's got the same.
We're going to do the bait and switch.
He's got the same gray in his beard.
The silver fox.
Yeah, the silver fox thing for sure. Even though you're like, you're a little young for that, but I guess it happens to everyone at different stages maybe. I don't know. It's going to start to happen to me here now in a couple years after I say that. That'll just be good karma.
I think you're going to stay brown for a while.
I don't know, man. I'm worried about it. I think it's already starting to turn, I feel like, but it's fine.
It'll be right around the time your daughters turn about 10. That's when it's going to start to really go
and
gray.
And they will have been the cause of it. Yeah. Every bit of it.
With love, for good reasons and bad reasons.
Of course.
You stress because you love your girls, but you also stress because they can put a little stress on you.
But I can see how a lot of the fan base would say this is a very uninspired hire, and they would question it. But a lot of these hires, at first glance, look uninspired, and the fan base questions it, and it turns out to be awesome.
216-5-7-5. I'm going to give you the old number. 216-474-0092. By the way, I went to call in to Kayla 2 weekends ago for a piece of sound that, unfortunately, we didn't end up using, but she did pull for us. And I typed in 3 different numbers before I got to our current number, the one that I say every single day. At some point, I became a chimpanzee with a computer. I was so like, I was like, what's the damn number?
So people might think that's crazy because people are like, oh, you say it every day and you say it 25 times a day or whatever it is. But just to let people know about it, when you say the number, you're not actively thinking about saying the number. The reason why radio people say the number is obviously to get you guys involved and to do all that. But also, there's like an easy reset that happens in your brain there as well. So like, I've been on remotes before where I have to physically write out the number for myself. I like look it up and then write down the number because you're like, I just need it in front of me. I know it sounds dumb, but I turn my brain off when I read that because I'm putting my brain to do other things.
I got it on the fourth try.
There we go.
The third try. Might have started with a 704.
I hope.
Might have.
I hope I helped you feel less dumb for that.
I mean, maybe in not. Fairness, life really does maybe, a good maybe job not. Of reinforcing the dumb.
Okay,
I've heard dumber
life,
things.
Life, every time that I'm like, you know, I'm not really that. I don't even get the word dumb out. And life is like, nah, you sure about that?
You're
dumb. Full Tim Robinson. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm out on him, by the way. I was very in on him with that new movie on HBO.
Yeah.
And then I watched the show, the Chair Company on HBO. Didn't love it. It was fine. We watched the whole series. It was fine. Didn't love it.
I do like I'm overly committed to the comedy bit. I mean, Will Ferrell has had a great 30-year career on it. If that's all you can do, which is not Will Ferrell, Will can do a lot of things. Like, I'd like Kyle Mooney and the one guy from Tim and Eric are having like a fake feud, and it's like, but it's super dry, and nobody knows if it's real or not, and it's like, I didn't think Andy Kaufman was that interesting, and I don't really think this is that interesting.
I don't know.
We got really inside comedy there, but it needed to be said.
Well, I mean, the sad part is that I missed his fastball. I've never seen Detroiters, and I think that's what I'm missing out on.
Mm. Sam Richardson's funny as hell.
I love him. Yeah. I think he's hysterical.
216-474-0092. Is it time to put Tim Robinson to bed? Is he nothing without Sam Richardson? JK, LOL, he's very talented.
Is Sam the Joe Burrow and Tim is Dan Pitcher now?
So it's not just, in fairness, this is, I'm cool with Dan Pitcher because if you're the first guy to interview him and you hire him, like with Stefanski, I can understand you've had success with that. But I do want a wide-ranging, comprehensive search. I reel this back in to say, but for some reason, that guy is the one that I'm getting stuck on right now. Kudos to the Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.